footage from the Israeli army clearly shows its commandos dropping onto the deck of a ship and being attacked by a large crowd of passengers with metal poles and chairs. And in this video, a frantic soldier warns that there's live ammunition on board. The passengers say they were attacked first, and while Israeli soldiers were injured, 9 activists died. Were the activists wrong to fight the soldiers? Were the soldiers wrong for boarding the ship? Were the activists wrong for attempting to elude the blockade? Is Israel wrong for imposing the blockade? The quest to prove who's right and who's wrong in the Middle East. Endless, frustrating, and seemingly impossible. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, June 2nd, and there are lots of stories in the news today about trying to follow a timeline of events to establish initial right or wrong.
Figuring out when you're wrong and how to admit it. That's sort of a theme of this hour on
Absolutely.
The program. But let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. The dark cloud of oil has reached the Mississippi coastline for the first time and is expected to wash onto the Florida panhandle later today. All of this heightens the pressure on the company BP, which has used a diamond-crusted saw to cut off the broken pipe and is now trying to fit a containment box over that leaking well. Meanwhile, Attorney General Eric Holder traveled to the Gulf Coast yesterday to announce he's opening both criminal and civil investigations into the spill.
Our environmental laws are very clear, and we have a responsibility to enforce them, and we will do so.
President Obama says if any laws were broken in connection to the spill, people will be prosecuted.
Israel has deported nearly half the 700 activists that it rounded up from an international flotilla bringing aid to Gaza. The rest remain in prison because Israel says they were involved in violence against Israeli troops. Joining us now is Asaf Shariv, the Israeli consul general to New York. So another ship at this moment is on its way, carrying supplies to Gaza, on its way from Turkey. And I'm wondering, how will the Israeli army handle the situation this time? Will it change its approach when they deal with this boat?
We're going to offer them to come to our ports so we can check their carryings. And if they will refuse, we're going to board on the ship. And if they will shoot at us, we're going to shoot back, exactly as we did this time. There will be no change.
Okay, Asaf Shariv, we're going to get more details from you on that in just a moment.
In Kabul this morning, just as a national peace conference was getting underway, Taliban fighters there, disguised in burqas, attacked with rockets and small weapons fire. At least one suicide bomber detonated within 100 yards of the conference. Afghan President Hamid Karzai was 10 minutes into unveiling his plan to end the war in Afghanistan by integrating Taliban fighters into society.
The Supreme Court has refined its landmark Miranda rights ruling in a 5-4 vote yesterday. It now says criminal suspects seeking to protect their right to remain silent must speak up to invoke that right. And after only 8 months on the job, Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama has resigned. He cited his failure to fulfill the campaign promise to move a U.S. base from Okinawa as his main reason. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. Now European indices are down, though. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 10,024. The S&P opens at 1,070. The NASDAQ will start at 2,222. So as we were talking about earlier, what's so wrong about never being wrong? Maybe you're just somebody who is right all the time. We're going to talk about whether you can be right all the time. What's so great
about being
wrong? Are
you calling out to know-it-alls?
I'm calling out to know-it-alls and people who admit that to err is human as long as the human they're talking about is someone other than themselves.
So we want to hear from people who are never wrong or who have actually admitted to being wrong.
That's right, because we're going to talk to someone who says there's a huge benefit in admitting wrong and being wrong.
I do it every
just
day.
Just being wrong.
I'm wrong more times than I'm right,
feels like. But we want to hear from you. 877-8-MY-TAKE. You know, I think you're wrong about that.
I'm pretty wrong.
Text the word TAKE to 69866 to get this conversation started. Are you wrong? And what's so great about being right all the time?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.